This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me on the phone is Dr. Gabe Land, director of the Rogers Historical Museum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And we're talking today because you have a new exhibit called, what is it called?
It's called To Cap It All Off. Just opened this past Saturday.
And it's about hats?
It is about hats. Actually, our curator of collections was the one who put the exhibit together, and I had forgotten just how many interesting hats we did have in our collection until I saw them on display. And we also have some really fun examples of hats from the on loan from the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History as well.
Did the curator just kind of realize, oh, we have all these hats laying around? Let's actually put them together and form one exhibit.
Yes, that was a part of it, and I think it was really spurred by the fact that we got a collection of hats that had belonged to a longtime school teacher here in Rogers, the late Grace Hill, not too long ago. And, of course, we had a variety of hats.
So do you have current hats as well?
Well, we do have a small area that's set aside for international hats, and there are some contemporary ones in there. We have some examples of hats from the Marshall Islands, for example, and from Southeast Asia.
So do you have a favorite hat, or is there one that is the most, you know, kind of unique?
I don't know that I would call it my favorite, but I think one that's very interesting is one that is a hat that is an entire pheasant on top of a woman's head.
So it's not just feathers?
It's not just feathers, no. It's the bird with the head.
What's the story? Do you know the story behind that?
Well, in the late 1800s and into the early 1900s, feathers and even entire birds were just very popular on hats, and you see quite a few examples of those. And it was actually became such a problem in terms of hurting the bird population that they began to restrict use of certain migratory birds or the use of their feathers in hat making.
How interesting. I mean, feathers and birds are very, I mean, they're pretty, for sure.
They
very
are,
pretty.
But when you see the whole bird there, it's a little peculiar.
You know, we talk about all these old hats. People don't really wear hats like they used to. You know, guys wear baseball caps or, I mean, women do too. But, you know, and on, I guess, what is it, the Kentucky Derby Day, where women, you know, pull out the big hats. But I don't really feel like people wear hats like they used to.
They really don't. And, you know, I think the 1960s was sort of an interesting time in terms of hat wearing. In the 50s, women had begun to wear hats a little bit less, but, you know, Jackie Kennedy, the first lady, made the pillbox popular. And so for women in the 60s, hats enjoyed a little bit of a renaissance, and then they began to fade away again in the 70s. You know, her husband, President Kennedy, was known for not wearing a hat. That really influenced men, and you just don't see, you know, once any businessman walking down the street would have had, you know, usually a fedora was the popular style
right.
by the, you know, the 40s and the 50s, would have had a hat on. And now you just don't see that, as you say, other than when it's really, really cold, you see hats warm, you know, some type of hat worn for warmth, or, you know, the ubiquitous ball cap.
Well, but people will be wearing hats tonight.
People will be wearing hats. You know, October 25th is the anniversary of the founding of the museum, and for the past few years we've been having some type of celebration every year, and this year we're having what we call a Mad Hatter's Mingle, and that's going to be a celebration of our anniversary and also of the hat exhibit. So,
okay, and where can people find out more information about the Rogers Museum?
You can find more information by calling 621-1154 or go to our website. It's rogersarkansas.com/museum.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bland.
Well, thank you.
All right.
This is Ozarks Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And this is the KUAF on-air fundraiser for October 2012, a chance for you to call in your pledge of support of public radio, both international and local. 800-522-5823, 575-5823. You can also contribute online pretty easily at supportkuaf.com. Everywhere you go, almost everywhere you go, I should say, you see headlines. If you are in the checkout line at the grocery store,
definitely
headlines. I filled up the car with gas the other day, and there is, at certain gas stations, there is a screen right there with 15 to 20 second headlines. And if you're online at all, you get headlines all the time. Your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desk computer. There's that push service, New York Times or Washington Post or USA Today. If you subscribe, they'll just push you like a text message.
I get those.
Yes. It's not hard to keep up with the headlines. We've established that. It's understanding the issues behind the headlines that gets a little bit tougher. That's why you tune into KUAF. We bring you the headlines. You can hear the headlines throughout the day. But even more importantly, we bring you insights and background on the stories of the day. You depend on us throughout the day for coverage that has depth and intelligence. We depend on you for the funding we need to keep all of that going, both stories of international importance and stories that are happening down the street. Call KUAF right now with your contribution, 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823, or you can go online to supportkuaf.com.
If you've never contributed before, now is the time to do so. We're under a new contributor challenge. And thanks to Ro DeBrezzo of Fayetteville, she is challenging you, new contributors, to call in right now. And she will match your contribution, a contribution of any amount up to $250.
Right.
So $5, it'll be 10.
It is 10. It's 20. Well, you get the idea.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Right. So anyways, and to do so, 575-5823, 1-800-522-5823, or supportkuaf.com. Broadcasting the news is the most expensive programming there is. To do it right requires a commitment to cover news locally and regionally, like we do with Ozarks, nationally and internationally with NPR News. Keeping a staff of experienced journalists benefits you because you gain their insight and knowledge. Keeping this staff of experienced journalists costs a great deal of money. By paying your fair share, you can benefit from their reporting. If we all contribute a little, we can gain a lot. Call now with your contribution, 575-5823 or 1-800-522-5823 or supportkuaf.com. And if you do call, Paul Corlett of Hinesville is in our conference center waiting to answer your phone call. And he made his contribution today. He's a renewing member.
That's great.
Double duty.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So many people have come in to answer phones for us, many of them getting up before the sun starts to shine. Excuse me. Many of them staying till almost the sun goes down. It's going down earlier and earlier this time of year. We appreciate everyone who's called in. We also appreciate the restaurants from the area like Greenhouse Grill and U.S. Pizza Company and Ozark Natural Foods, just three of the restaurants that have helped with our phone volunteers. We do appreciate everyone making sure this is a good fundraiser for us. If it's a good fundraiser, that means it's a good fundraiser for you, too, because you'll be able to hear Talk of the Nation, Fresh Air, and Prairie Home Companion for months and years to come. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also support us online quickly, easily, and securely at
supportkuaf.com.
And thank you.
Thank you.